the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state, 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Thank you for joining me this April 22nd, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, and salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. I see y'all already. Y'all already ready. That's salute to Truth Nation in the chat already. Ready. That's what I'm talking about. But I want to throw this out there before we get into the show. I want to throw this out there because I was talking to some brothers, and we was kind of going back and forth, and we was talking about freedom. Freedom. Okay? Freedom. And I was basically saying, hey, we still struggling to get free. Brother still trying to work it out. We still trying to work it out, Truth Nation. And so at the end of the day, we was trying to figure out a lot of things when it comes to what we call being free. So I just was trying to tell people it's so many things that's still obstacles, but let's break this down. Let's break this down because freedom, are we truly, Brother Z, do you think you free when you talk about freedom?
No.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of brothers, what is free? What is freedom? What are we talking about when we talking about freedom? What are we talking about? Well, I'll say this. It's different types of freedom. It's different types of freedom. And it's personal freedom. That's the personal freedom. The ability to make choices and act without undue restriction and allowing individuals to pursue their goals and express themselves and live life on their own terms. Personal freedom. I can believe what I want to believe. I can live my life on my own terms. I'm out here. I'm doing me. That's personal freedom. Then you got political freedom. The right to participate in the democratic process, express opinions, and live without oppressive government control or tyranny. Hey. A lot of y'all raising the eyebrow on that one. Political freedom, though, is just the right to participate in the process, express your opinions, and live without oppressive government control or tyranny. Economic freedom, the ability to make economic choices such as starting a business, working, investing without excessive government regulation or interference. Economic freedom. Y'all, when y'all think economic freedom, y'all think about the people with the big yachts on vacation. Or on vacation. You know, out there living their best life with a drink in their hand. You know, wearing the hula hoop skirt with the girl with the hula hoop skirt. But then you have emotional freedom. See, these are the different types of freedoms. Emotional freedom, the ability to experience and express emotions without being held back by fear, anxiety, or other, constraints, other psychological constraints. All I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out what freedom is people talking about. So I'm naming the freedoms because I'm trying to tap in because a lot of people think that they free. Somebody in the chat said, free your mind. Free your mind. And you got a lot of different people weighing in on this, but I'll tell you this. When we black people, when we talk about freedom, we talking about being able to be in America free from the social engineering that's been holding us back, free from the system and the policies that are keeping us at a disadvantage. That's freedom, you know. So I went and did a little research, DJ Brother Z, because I had to get more specific. And so since they got AI out here, I tapped into AI. And I said, are blacks free? I'm asking AI, because, you know, AI is supposed to be grabbing from everywhere. And y'all be shocked what AI told me, DJ Brother Z. I typed in, are blacks free? AI. And this is what AI said. This is what AI told me. AI said, the question of whether black Americans are free is complex and multifaceted. While the United States has made significant progress in advancing civil rights and equality, systematic racism, discrimination, and despair, systematic racism, discrimination, and disparities persist. Some argue that black Americans have not achieved true freedom due to ongoing issues like racial disparities in the justice system, economic inequality and limited access to opportunities, healthcare disparities, educational inequalities, and systematic racism and bias. So I'll say this. It depends on what you think freedom is. Some of y'all may think personal freedom is, I got my house. You know what I mean? I'm able to buy a house. You know, some people may think economic. Yeah, I got some money. I'm getting paid. I'm getting a bag. I'm free. It just depends. I want to know. Hit me up in the chat. Do you think you free? Freedom. Freedom for all. That's what it is. I see everybody pumping the fist. And I'll say this. Due to the social engineering that and the policies that are still going on today through the government, we got a long ways to go. Through the court system, through the justice system. That's my opinion. But some brothers were saying that they was free. Maybe they meant they got let out and they off parole. I don't know. Maybe that was what, maybe I didn't get the clarity of hearing. Maybe I didn't get in deep, you know. Maybe they was like, dude, I'm free. I just got off paper. Maybe that's, you know what, DJ Brother Z, maybe that's what they was talking about. Because I'll tell you this, it's interesting. But are you free? And I'm not talking about free after I get off the show. I ain't talking about time. You know, y'all celebrate Juneteenth. That's supposed to have been the day we was told we was free. But that was late. We got the news on Juneteenth. We didn't get the news till years later. I need somebody to help me out understand it, because it's different people that feel free in different ways. It's different people that feel that they are free, that they are able to roam, that they're able to travel. You know, I say, okay, freedom is only what you, I think freedom is now only what you think it is, because you can't go against what nobody say no more. It used to be a time where there was some kind of structure out here. Now, hey, yo, some people's personal beliefs and how they feel is their reality. All I'm saying is I fight against the system all the time. I fight against the system all the time, so I know the obstacles that we're up against. I don't see the chains on nobody but the people that's going to jail. But if you're on the outside, you feel like maybe you could get to, you know, go do some things that probably our ancestors weren't able to go do. We still got a way to go. But I'll say this, in order to reach complete freedom, there's policies that we still have to fight against that are still enacted to this day that are limiting us with getting loans. There's racial bias that's still limiting people from getting the things that they truly need. There's roadblocks with economics. These are things that we still got to continue to fight, and we hear about it all the time. Y'all heard the story about the lady who put her house up and got it appraised. And I think when that first appraise came, it was a low ball appraisement. But then she had a white friend that came and he rearranged the pictures a little bit, got another person to come in, thought it was a white person's house, and the appraisal went up. Discrimination. Biases. Racial biases. Smith Black says, nobody can do nothing for others unless them J folks cut the check, period. Hey, all I'm saying is, we just talking about freedom, you know. I don't want to get complex with it, you know. It can get complex, and I can get into some things that I had to deal with personally. But I'll say this, it's just interesting to hear the conversation. Now, if you ask people from other race, you know, are they free? I would love to hear the answer. At 2 o'clock, I'm gonna open up the lines. I'm gonna open up the lines, I don't care where you're from, what background you're from. That's the question of the day. Are you free? Because I think I'm hearing a lot of different answers, DJ Brother Z. Hey, look, when we come back, we gonna get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That's a good one, Pete.
101 pull up with 10s. 101 never again. 101. When get the cake and the butter, I count it like hustle the money all in. I'm in the town in the drop top coupe and the motor in the trunk you can hear. And all about how they want me to lose, but I'm W, do for a win. Stroking the slow in the push, yeah, I'm having the snow bunny pull up a lid. Fight for my dummy, you'll see how I'm coming, you'll tip me, I'm right on the edge. Guinness is young and I've been had to shoot out some money all under my bed. 2018 came with me and I made a career and they thought it'd be dead. Heart getting cold, my body cold, I barely get rest.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. There was a story that caught my attention, and this was, once again, I don't know what's going on down in Mississippi, but a man was charged in Mississippi, a 10-year-old killed in an ATV crash. This has been talked about, but they're saying that the guy who was involved in the incident who killed the 10-year-old was a white male, and the young man on the ATV was a young black boy. And investigators suspect that this guy, Cody Robinson, was arrested the day of the incident. The suspect, Cody Robinson, was arrested on the day of the incident and was charged with possession of marijuana in a motor vehicle and felony leaving the scene of the incident. This is one of those things that's starting to circulate online due to the situation of Carmelo Anthony and the Metcalf brothers. And they're saying that this is a situation that we should be paying attention to as well. The situation where Robinson was arrested on an incident where they're saying that his bond, even though he was arrested, you know, with possession of marijuana and all of these things, they saying that his bond was like $41,000. You know, after killing a young black child.
Damn.
Recklessly. We got some video. Do we got some video on this, DJ Brother Z? Yeah, we trying to get some video up on this because this is something that a lot of people been talking about. They're saying that the investigators are waiting on the results of the toxicology report. In addition, additional charges are, you know, on the way after they get the toxicology report. But what I'm saying is, they're saying that this 10-year-old kid was hit by this grown-up, and they are, you know, they didn't see the, you know, the high bail, the high bond on the situation. I'll say this. If you're looking for racism in America, you're going to find it. Like, every day there are situations where you can point out that this is unfair due to the skin color, due to the person being a young man being black, that, you know, you don't see the high bond in this situation that's going on right now. But I'll tell you this. I don't want to do the fake outrage about racism in America, because it is there. It's there. We all know it's there. And if you say it's not, I think you may need some mental health ideas. You know, you maybe need to go get checked on. But I'm starting to see a lot of fake outrage, because if you were extremely upset about what was really happening in America, you would work to try to change it. At least to me, at least in my thoughts, because I get out here and I see things that I don't like, and I try to work to change it, maybe change some policies, maybe get out here and try to change some laws to make it fair. But all I'm saying is, a lot of people right now are trying to start race aggression toward each other, racial aggression. That's what I'm seeing. And I'll say this, for those that, if you really cared about what was going on, you would get out here and put in some work, because it's going to take us putting in work against the system, against the social engineering, to really resolve it. And I think that many times when we vote, we don't have representation that's going to come through on our side. We get out and vote. They definitely talk about it when we get out there in record numbers. Oh, y'all came out in record numbers. Yeah, they give you a little pat on the back. Thank y'all for coming to the polls. First of all, they emotionally charge you up to get to the polls. First of all, race bait you into the polls. That's what I'm seeing. Then you get to the polls, you cash your vote. Hey, this is the best turnout we ever had. 4 years later, what did you get? They just waiting for the next election to see if you come out in record numbers. Because if you don't, they say that too. Oh, this was a low voter turnout. This sucks. It sucks. Man, y'all didn't even come out, man. Then the next time y'all come out, oh, y'all came out. But if you start adding up what y'all get in return to your benefit, well, what did you get? They get you caught up in the rodeo. Then after the election, you fall off the horse. They buck you off the horse. That's it. It's no result. So all I'm saying is, we can talk about race and divide. I could go right now and look on the internet today. Somebody done did something crazy out here. Discrimination. Racism. Something that I could get riled up about. It comes a time where we got to just do something and go and really structure our environment to be a benefit to us where we live. And that's making sure that the people that you're voting for, or the people that you're putting in the front, are there to actually execute your ideas, not theirs, not other agendas that don't affect your lifestyle. When I get outside of Milwaukee, I'm going to tell y'all this. When I get outside of Milwaukee, other people that's city government, they work more on the behalf of the people. They won't even have a job if they didn't bring no jobs in, if there's not enough neighborhood development, if there's not enough economic development. They don't have no job. Because I put you there to make sure that where we live, we got what we need. So when you're in the area and everybody's only around the north side of Milwaukee, everybody's scratching their head like they don't know what to do. But they live in communities where a lot of this don't happen, where it's running where they sending their kids to better ran schools, where they living in environments where it's good economic ideas going on and neighborhood development going on and stuff going on for the kids. Then they get around black people and they don't know what to do, DJ Brother Z. It's been going on for a long time. This been going on for a long time. I've been watching it for at least the last 20 years as an adult, like as being involved and being engaged and trying to pay attention to actually how this stuff works. How you living in the neighborhood and it's peaceful? They got jobs. You came from an area where it's well to do, but then you get a job, you know, where it's primarily blacks and everything gone astray. Nobody don't know what to do. All of a sudden, you don't know what to do, but you're getting a check. I don't understand it. Somebody help me. And if I'm wrong, somebody call in and let me know. Somebody help me make it make sense. Oh, we're going to blame it on the people. Like, people want to live this way. When you have lack of resources, lack of jobs, poor education, it's studies to show if you live in environments with poor leadership, with no direction, it's studies out here to show how it's going to be. This ain't rocket science. This ain't lack of leadership. But, hey, when we come back, did we ever get the video up, DJ Brother Z? Okay, before we go to break, I want to get this story out here because it's been going on for a while.
Have more information tonight on a deadly hit and run involving a 10-year-old earlier this month. 3 on Your Side's Teddy Reedy with the latest.
On April 6, 10-year-old Jordan Hill was killed while he was riding an ATV. The driver who hit him was identified as Cody Rawlinson, who fled the scene after the crash. According to Emmett County detectives, 911 calls started coming just before noon on Sunday, April 6th. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they found Jordan Hill dead at the crash site and Cody Rollins' pickup truck nowhere in sight. Later that day, police arrested Rollinson and charged him with possession of marijuana and felony leaving the scene of an accident. Rollinson was released on a $41,000 bond for both charges.
Oh, wow.
We spoke with the family spokesperson who says they want justice served to the fullest.
We are heartbroken, enraged, and demanding answers after the senseless murder of a 10-year-old Jordan Hill in Liberty, Mississippi. Jordan was simply riding his ATV on the side of the road, not in the road, not causing harm, just being a child. A racist white man took it upon himself to take Jordan's life. This was not a misunderstanding. This was not an accident. This was a hate crime.
More charges could be on the way for Rawlinson as detectives wait on Emmett County's crime lab to get back with the results. And the FBI is also working this case. They are looking into potential other cases where Rawlinson left the scene of an accident. The public visitation for Jordan Hill will be Friday, April 18th, starting at 6 p.m.
All right. Well, Jordan Hill, the young man that was struck by this man in the pickup truck. And I'll tell you this, $41,000 bond for this situation. And, well, according to the family, he was on the side of the road riding, you know, an ATV. So they're saying that they're trying to say allegedly this man ran this kid off the road, into the kid. This is definitely something that I don't see a lot of news about. But I'm going to tell you, you know that Carmelo Anthony and the Metcalf. And they said that this Cody character had weed, possession of marijuana in a motor vehicle and left the scene. Left the scene. Hey, I don't know. We're going to keep everybody up to speed on this situation because I'll tell you this. If I was living down there, trust me, I'd be raising hell about it. But at the end of the day, we got to make sure that we are holding our people, you know, our leadership. Sometimes when these incidents happen, the leadership get little. When they say get little, they don't say nothing about it. Your representation is supposed to speak for you on your behalf. Look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is O'Shea Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth, powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. Tough night for the Milwaukee Brewers as they fall in game one of the four-game set out there in San Francisco to the Giants. This one by a final score of 5-2. The loss dropping the Brewers to an overall record of 12-11. Game two scheduled tonight for 8:45. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Brew Crew. Over to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks will look to even up the series in Indiana tonight as they take on the Pacers in game two. Head coach Doc Rivers with some good news surrounding his Bucks.
Here's the good news. We know they're there. We know they're open. Now we have to do the right thing.
That's head coach Doc Rivers talking about the offense and making shots as the Bucks will look to even things up tonight. Tip-off time is set for 6 p.m. And lastly, over to the NFL, where the draft is just a few days away. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst on his mindset heading into the draft.
I feel really good about our roster right now. I mean, I think that's one of the – it doesn't happen every year. I mean, every year is a little bit different. But, like, you know, if we had to go play next week, I feel really good about our roster and our ability to win and go compete.
Round one set to kick off on Thursday night. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Seven the truth.
Tory Lowe Show.
Pop Culture Report brought to you by
Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Juice World.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey. I'm not entertaining him.
What? What are you talking about?
Because you're crazy.
I think we both are crazy. That's actually true. We both are very crazy, man.
Just levels.
And as y'all can see right now, Carrie Noni Juice is wearing that new Gym with Juice hoodie.
Should I model it?
Ooh, model it. Model it for him. Show him.
I'll go like this.
They got your camera. Strike a pose. Tell them people what it is. So she's
make
right
sure
now,
y'all come
I like
on.
The Jamming with Juice sweater.
She has on a cotton hoodie made from Gym with Juice. All right. I think this
made
cotton
from Jamming with Juice.
Yeah, Gym with Juice is the new line out. You know, it's the new line. It's JWJ. All right.
You're supposed to say what kind of cotton is it? Is it wool or polyester or what?
Oh, 100%. Well, you know what? It's actually it's 56% cotton. The other percentage of it or whatever is polyester.
From the white plantations.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. Wow. So you know it's good cotton.
Oh, wow.
Straight from Mississippi. If you guys want a Gym with Juice hoodie, comment right now in the YouTube chat board, and we'll see
comment
what we can
link.
Do for you.
Comment link.
Okay.
It was made with the cotton gin.
It was. It actually was.
Cotton from the cotton gin.
That's you good. Know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. With a little bit of slavery on there.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay. Just a tad bit.
But.
That's wild.
But, with that being
said.
This is
amazing, though. Get your hoodies.
With that being said, I actually want to talk about your president, Tory.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the price on these hoodies?
Oh, wait. You want to know the price? You want to know the price?
You might as well.
There are.
He's talking about it.
They're only $49.99.
That's not a lot of money.
No, it's really not. And then you can really go to the YouTube chat board, click the link. It's amazing.org. You also get, as soon as you do buy one of the hoodies, you also get a free download of My Hollywood Hooks album. All right.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to listen to it. And then as soon as your hoodie comes in, you can jam out with the hoodie and listen to Ben Jammin's Hollywood Hooks album. Which actually you can go to my Instagram right now, follow me at Benjamin_Universe. I just actually posted my freestyle for Hey Now, the Hey Now freestyle with Kendrick Lamar. So check it out. See, tell me if you like it.
And go watch my vlog.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you watch Carrie Noni Juice's vlog. She's dedicated to her vlog.
I have behind the scenes of me hosting the Bucks vlog, and I dropped some juice in there. I mentioned something that I've never said publicly.
Mm. What, bro?
Yeah. So.
I thought I knew everything, fam.
Hey, you might or might not know this, but it's about the Bucks.
It's about the Bucks?
It's about the Bucks.
Something
and
you've never
something
said publicly?
That I've never said publicly, but I dropped it in my juicy vlog.
And how long has this been going on that you dropped it? How long was it underground?
Say the video itself been out for like 9 days, maybe. Okay. It's recent.
What?
But go look it up, y'all.
Can you give us a hint to what that nugget is?
No.
Right before we watch,
I'm telling you,
it's
something that gets brought up to me a lot, and it has to do with the Bucks. And so
you made a deal with the Bucks.
I didn't say that.
You got something going on with the Bucks.
I didn't say that either.
You in there. Something
I'll
going
tell
on.
You it's something juicy. It's some juice. It's some tea. You know how people are like, ooh, I got the tea?
Oh, okay.
No, I put some juice up in that vlog. So
is it about Dame playing in his next game?
Shout out to Dame.
Hey.
He has been cleared. He's gonna be cleared, playing right. Tonight with Giannis.
Ooh.
What you think they gonna do? It? They gonna
get
one?
I think Dame got heated on the sidelines that last game.
Ooh.
He might be out
talking.
There for that action.
He was talking.
Hey, but
real
know, it's
spicy.
You know it's Dame time.
Yeah.
It's
you know.
Dame time. Hey, I think that was what he needed to come back.
Yeah. I hope that they do well. I know they had a 2-day break. They got to come back here because I think Dame and some of his family members went to Evolve Church at the Panther Arena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I follow his brother and I saw that he was there, and I'm assuming he was there with Dame because they let them come home for Easter break.
Okay.
So hopefully that time off didn't like mess up anything. They still was focused, you know, or maybe it helped them get their time with their family to be rejuvenated to play tonight. But I'm excited to see what they do. Game one, you know, it is what it is, but we're focused and we're moving forward. They'll be home on Friday.
That's what's up. Well, you talking like you got what? Can you give us a little hint?
I mean, it's not nothing. It's nothing with the it's nothing official happening.
Okay.
Moving forward, it's something that happened in the past that people had asked me about. Yeah, ain't nobody heard you, bro.
Being over here talking,
it's something that happened in the past, but you have
like,
to. Look at my vlog to see what it is that I said
how
in there.
How recent is the juice? Like, we got to see the Carrie Noni Juice vlog, bro.
How recent is it?
Like, how recent is this nugget?
I know what to do.
That you're hyping up.
You know? Okay. He said okay. He ain't going to pull it up.
He said it's an hour long. Yeah. He got to look through all. At what minute? Give him the time stamp. To go to.
What's the timestamp, bro?
You need smaller chapters on your video.
No, I don't.
Small chapters on your video, bro. Come on. Let us know some.
Go to my Noni Juice YouTube and watch it yourself.
Shoot, the chat going
we
up.
We want to get
know.
Closer. We trying to get closer to where we need to hear the information. What's the timestamp on it?
Two minutes in. It might be in the first half.
The first half?
Yeah.
All right. Noni Juice
Here
vlog.
We go.
If I type in Noni Juice vlog, what do I get?
Let's Dude, see. Y'all being messy. We got pop culture to get
you
to.
You are pop culture. You talking about the Bucks. That's pop culture.
No.
You are.
This is why you don't say nothing to people. You let them go digging on their own.
Hey. If y'all went to the, there it go right here.
In the building, and I keep it real.
Y'all have to
so
stop
make sure
right
guys
now.
Keep on watching. Put it
Jesus!
In okay.
And
what?
Game
what is this?
I'ma show y'all how Noni Juice get it cracking.
That's a big bango head.
Go, Bucks, go!
Oh, wow.
I like it.
Okay, I like that.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about.
Did he stop it? Woo! Okay, he stopped it. That was just a little intro. I had to get it off my ears. It's weird hearing your own stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, go watch it. Go listen to it.
I hear the influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be saying what you be saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you the credit.
Noni Juice get it cracking, bro.
I'm going to show y'all how Noni Juice get it cracked.
I love it, though, man.
Yeah. But where did you get that from?
Just me. Actually, you know
no,
what?
No, you didn't,
yeah,
actually.
Now, here we
I
go.
I told you I got it from
Yeah, you did.
You know what? Honestly, y'all, when I say, because, okay, so people around the station know that before I hit the studio, I always hit people with the, I'm going to get it cracking. I'm going to show y'all how Ben Jimmy get it cracking. You know, and it became like this war mantra for me, right? Mm-hmm. So truthfully, war mantra. Truthfully, where I got it from was Diddy. All right, Mr. Take That himself.
Wow.
All right, there's a famous clip of Diddy talking to the VMAs, right? He's like, you know what? I'm finna show y'all how Diddy get it cracking. I'm going to show y'all how I get it cracking for real. He picked up the phone, and he was like, yeah, such and such who's about to perform. Nah, I need that slot. And it was like, okay, you need it, Mr. Sean Combs? He was like, yeah, I need that slot right now. 2-3 minutes go by, he got the slot. Boom! I told y'all this how I get it cracking. So I was like, dang, like that's the type
you want
of,
to be like Diddy.
Hey, there's a lot of good attributes that
Diddy in you, huh?
Puffy.
Hey. You see a lot of Diddy in you, huh?
There is. Hey. A lot of good attributes that
no pun intended.
Puffy ass that has inspired me to become the person I am today. All right, that's why I'm such a go-getter.
Inspired by the diddler.
I am inspired by the diddler. You know, I am inspired by the diddler. Oh, yeah, Reginald Jones says he needs a 2X large. All right, in
tall.
In that hoodie. All right, make certain that you go ahead and place your order on itsamazing.org, Reginald. Okay, and we'll get that, we'll receive that, and I'm pretty certain it will be processed out to you, all right? But yeah, man, that's where I get the, let's get it cracking from. You know, people need good motivation, good mantras to get them going.
100%, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so what's going on in these pop culture streets?
I guess we're going to have to see after we come back from our juice break.
Ooh-wee.
So, Truth Nation, stand back and stand by for the next 3 minutes as we take a juice break. Because when we come back, we finna take our trip down the rabbit hole!
Hey, Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Hey, what's happening in these streets now? In these pop culture streets.
Hey,
what's the rabbit hole?
Well, okay, the rabbit hole. So if you guys don't know what a rabbit hole is, it is a piece of info you find on the internet or experienced in real life that takes you from one piece of info you find to another.
Actually,
your curiosity is satisfied.
Look up the definition of that.
You did?
Yeah. Already, I just forgot to say it on air.
Is there really a Webster Dictionary definition?
One. Yeah.
We'll forget it because we need Ben Jammin's definition. I'm going to actually look that up. With you after we get off of these airwaves.
Sure.
But today, you know, Truth Nation, we could talk about how a UFO actually saved the city of Mexico City from a comet hitting the land. We could talk about that.
Here we go.
We could also talk about
Is that a rabbit hole or a fairy tale?
Hey,
I mean, they
knows?
Prevent us from having nuclear war, too.
Who knows? Who
Here
knows?
Here we go. But these the same brothers that don't want to go up into space.
Hey, man, I'm trying to stay on Earth. I'm a land creature, okay? That's what I'm supposed to be on. I'm a land creature, all right? And I only know that because I went on the ocean, and that is not for me, all right? But anyway, but I would rather talk about how the Trump administration has been considering a $5,000 baby bonus to boost birth rates in the United States.
Damn.
And I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that this was incentivized people to actually go out and have
on
children.
A tax credit?
Maybe a tax credit. They haven't really put it out there, but it's an idea they're floating around. $5,000 to have a baby. You going to do it or not?
Going half on a baby. $5,000.
Five stacks.
A one-time payment?
One-time payment for new mothers, though. You can't be out here.
It's a lot of diapers.
That
busted
is,
it wide
bro,
open.
$5,000 is going to go by so fast. Come on now.
But you got to pile up on the diapers.
For a lifetime? Of you having to take care of a person, a human being, to have a baby, you only give them $5,000?
Well, think about this. If you are in a polygamous relationship, right? if your house is full
this
of polygamous.
This is really a rabbit hole right now.
If you live in a polygamous lifestyle, right? And all
Neo.
six of those women, all six of the women that you have at your stable, right? None of them ever had kids before. If you actually had kids with each and every one of those women, $5,000, that's $30,000 in that household. Now,
a one-time payment.
Yeah, that's $30,000 though, right?
You can invest.
There we go. Now we can actually start moving and grooving. We have capital now. So maybe polygamous relationship might be ideal for this. I am just saying. I mean, Donald Trump probably wish he had this in his time, in his heyday. You know, he got about six kids. Elon Musk on 14. You know, each and every one of them was new baby mothers. Elon Musk.
Sound like you went down the rabbit hole and you was puff, puff, pass.
Hey, you know, it was 420 just on Sunday. It was 420 just on Sunday. And somebody right now is still because
420
high from
was definitely on Sunday.
It was, man. It was.
I said smoked ham wasn't the only thing being served.
But I wanted to ask y'all, though, why do y'all believe that the House is proposing this idea currently right now?
Mm.
A baby bonus.
What, to try to boost?
Yeah, they want more babies in America, especially white babies. Mm. They don't really care for the black babies.
Hey, we're going to have them regardless.
Yeah, right. You got to tell us twice. Right. We're going to do it just to do it.
If 5,000 just pop up, that's just a bonus.
Well, but you also got to think about this, though, too, Juice. You know, we actually talked about this on our show, our morning show with Jamie and Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., and it's the best morning show in all of the universe. You know, tap in each and every morning, all right, even on the weekend, so you can get your daily drop of juice, you know, or cup of juice.
And get you a sweater.
Yeah, get a sweater, too, at itsamazing.org, all right? Or you can hit the YouTube chat board right now because I got the link specifically for the black hoodie that...
Head to the YouTube. It's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy, okay? But it made me think, like, you know, a lot of millennials and Gen Zers aren't having children right now.
Bruh.
They're not having children.
But that
right
sounds
now.
Like the first month and last month, like the deposit.
Damn near.
That sounds like a deposit on the crib.
I mean, I ain't going to lie, Truth Nation, and I know y'all know it out here, but a lot of apartment buildings or just places to stay at, it's about $1,000 to live in an apartment building right now.
Absolutely not. It's more than that.
I just said about. That means the average.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a one-bedroom, right?
Yeah,
right.
It is.
I'm like,
it is. So, hey.
You need a two-bedroom.
That's what I'm saying.
So $5,000. $5,000.
Okay, are you having a baby with this for this $5,000 being?
I just might, you know.
You'd be a first time dad.
You're compromised, bro.
Eventually, I'm gonna have a child. Okay, eventually, I'm gonna have a child. I'm gonna receive this $5,000.
Bro, $5,000 ain't nothing.
It's not much, okay, but at the same time, it's a lot to somebody who don't got nothing.
Man, all right,
whatever. And I don't even care what you're talking about because I don't worry what I make because the cash accumulates. Okay, right, $5,000, I can add that on to what I already make.
So you gonna try to flip the $5,000, bro?
Why would you
gonna flip the $5,000,
make a few moves,
bro?
Yeah, you can definitely do some money moves with $5,000.
Come up with some more sweater.
But I guess what I'm saying is,
what's she talking about?
I guess what I'm saying is, ain't that money for the baby?
It could be
money,
but
it
could be a nice investment. So you just gonna take it and just use it for
whatever?
Flip
it,
bro. Do better for you.
People can flip their taxes. People can flip their taxes. They just don't.
I just don't like hustling kids off just so you can like.
It's an incentive.
It's a hustle.
Okay.
Even the fact that people are having babies just for the tax money. It's a hustle.
Ooh.
It's a hustle.
Well, I'll be using my little brother on my tax.
We better
legally
run the
though.
Before the feds kicking the door to get bitch.
I'm just saying.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we gonna open up the line.
He said.
They locked it right here on Tory Lowe.